My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we analyze the relationship between Davin and his scammer Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
I needed a spotter. I go, well, that's a bit better. Still, I know it is hard for you to get a guy you deserve in Africa, but there are plenty of other countries with plenty of other men that could try and take you. What if they had the type of money that I once had? I mean, I could not blame you if you left me for that, since you've been very open about your desire for somebody to support you. She goes, well, all I need is you and nobody else. All other things are not important now. Yeah! That's my girl!
Now, that's fascinating in several ways. Number one, you mentioned money you once had.
Yes.
And the position you're in now. Mm-hmm. I would understand if you left me. This is where it takes all these different turns.
Yeah.
What's her motivation to stay? I would believe, like I say, it's every week it takes a different turn. Now, there's other weeks that I've had a totally different opinion. But now, maybe she feels good. Maybe she feels this warmth talking to him, even though it's a scam.
Mm-hmm. No. No! We're going to get married. There'll be Ghanaians and undulating Orthodox Jews. You missed that from the beginning of the show. Listen, you'll know what I'm talking
about. I can't wait to see you being carried around in the bamboo chair.
You'll be holding
the ceremony.
You'll be there. Take your stupid Santa sleigh and fly, bitch. Fly.
I'll be undulating in the kitchen for the desserts.
A little bit of honesty right now. The wife and kid do not know they are on borrowed time. I am packing up, going to Ghana. Don't doubt it. Okay. One Tuesday when you come here and nobody's home, you'll know where I am.
Dead.
Quite possibly.
Yes.
And then they'll be talking about that and the anti-scam groups go, I knew it!
Drawn and quartered in the internet cafe.
But I, what can we tell you? What are you going to do?
Yeah. All right. Oh, I think she's into me, Joseph.
I think she's into something different every day.
Oh, and no, she's not adventurous.
No, I don't mean it like that. Let me rephrase myself. I believe that, like I say, I sound like a broken record, but I still think it's the truth. I think out of her day, out of all the people she has to talk to, you're the bright spot in her day.
I talk to her every moment of every day.
Yeah.
I know. But then, you know, basically you're giving her, you know, she's probably in a country where she's not respected and she gets treated like a piece of, piece of property and stuff like that. You've got this person telling her all these things, opening her up to new stuff, activities.
Yeah, but you know what? Every mark tells the person who's scamming them all these sweet things. It's part of the romantic journey. I'm not unusual in that way. I'm funnier than the usual mark. But as far as saying sweet things,
you're more interesting than the usual mark.
Yeah,
I am.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm any sweeter. I'm probably less sweet.
No, you know what though? It's sort of the way that you have the law of diminishing returns. When somebody, you know, when a rat smacks a bar and gets a pellet, they'll smack it each time to get the pellet. But if they only get the pellet every couple of times, they'll smack it that much faster and that much harder, because it's just like this whole theory behind lottery machines. I mean,
really? You're going to put another analogy in this?
No, that's what keeps people gambling. Is because they don't. Slot machines, because they don't know when they're going to get a return. So it's like you are up and down and up and down. So when you actually...
She's got nothing yet.
No,
she's got no return.
Well, yes,
nice
she has.
Her,
you, yes, she has.
She can get that from any other schmuck.
No.
It's not the same.
No. You just,
I'm very charming.
You're just... we were just saying that you're different than a lot of, you lay on the romance, you compliment her, you give her a hard time, but there's something,
you're different than
everybody she's talking to. This is her guilty pleasure. You're a guilty pleasure.
I think the romance thing is the one thing that.
I know it hurt me to say that. I know that hurt you.
It's late, it slipped.
I contend.
I've heard that line before.
Yeah.
Funny. Why are your hands in your pocket? What are you doing in
My
there?
My hands are cold.
I contend that the romance thing is the one aspect where I'm like every other mark.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm probably, I mean, they might be writing crappy poetry.
The bottom line. But you're different and more unique with your delivery and your dealings with her,
yeah,
then chances are everyone that's there, even let's say for another reason, another comic was on there, and he's being funny, but you know he's probably being funny like just a regular comic going back and forth. You're offering so many different layers with her where it's intriguing to her.
Yeah, EMS says here in the den pen, Davin's right. Most scam marks have little to say to keep a scammer interested. Make a scammer laugh and make the chat really different, and they love it. And that's, you're right. So you're right, Joe. I think she meant Joe.
I'm very big in Africa.
Yeah, you are.
You are. You're a bright point of the day. Like I always say, during the day, every day in and day out, no matter what you do, it's day in and day out. There is a certain thing that you look forward to brighten your day. Maybe it's having a smoke at lunch. Maybe it's cookies in the vending machine. For them, it's you dealing with you to break up the day, to break up the monotony.
Well, the other thing is that you're pointing out the money. You're saying the amount of money you used to have. Mm-hmm. In their terms, it might not be a lot to you, but you still are talking like you have some money to be gotten. So you might not have the ton that you had before, but compared to what they're living with, you got a ton.
Perhaps.
American.
Well, whatever I have, I'm sure they want it.
Yeah.
But remember, we're at the marriage stage of this.
Yeah, and it'll be hers.
All right. She goes. Well, all I need now is you and nobody else. All the things are not important now. I give her a little heart. I go, such a sweet talker. I go, you totally get in my pants right now.
Yeah. And her...
you just stepped on that. I just told her she could get in my pants right now. And you go, yeah. Like you're hearing that every moment. Maybe you are.
Well, that's the subtext.
But in her defense, I mean, you know, it's like you guys have been going back and forth. I mean, you know, where was she going? Where were you going? You could have left long ago.
But I do threaten to leave.
But yeah. You come back.
I do.
I know we have a show because that's why. But still,
keep coming back. Yes,
we need to. You need to come back.
You guys are going to be very disappointed when I'm either married or dead.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.